Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Firpo Marbury. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Firpo Marbury. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting sixth. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive towards third. Bluge reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood takes first base on ball four. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marbury fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury bunts towards first. Blue fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Kerr covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cronin. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber bunts towards the mound. Marbury fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Whatwood. Rice reaches second base with a double. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Maynish hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rice moves to third. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Faber. Rice scores. Cronin moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Senators. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cronin scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Senators. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0 for 1 in the game. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Marbury covering, for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards third. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL strikes out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury is 0-for-1 in the game. Marbury hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Marbury moves to second. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice throws the ball into Cronin, who tags Kerr trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Whatwood moves to third. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube is 0-for-1 in the game. Grube is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Mainisch moves to second. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mainisch scores. It's 3-0, Senators. Ossie Bluch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluch is 0-for-2 in the game. Bluch hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Sissel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber hits a pop-up towards third. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marbury hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Meyer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whatwood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards second. Meyer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rice bunts towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maynish for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Bill Sissel. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling pinch hits for Frank Grubb. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling strikes out. One out. Smee Jolly pinch hits for Red Faber. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Fothergill moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Luke Appling now playing shortstop. Benny Tate now catching. Jim Moore now pitching. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0-for-3 in the game. Bludge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. QL hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bluge. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Bluge steals second. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Marbury is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-3 in the game. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards third. Bluge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.